at the greengrocers and at the grocers, and you know, people went to several stores to buy different things.
I've just put the tape on. Mm-hmm. You might as well mention the term right now. So
okay, we're talking about make the market or make the groceries now. I think more people in New Orleans say make the groceries than make the market, but making the market was my term in childhood, and it's a literal translation of faire le marché in French, and it means, of course, making the food purchases for the day or the week. The confusion of make and do is very common in New Orleans because they're the same in French.
Mm-hmm.
Do the housework is making ménage, mm-hmm. So on.
Okay, well, let's get along as quickly as we
yeah.
can. Personal relationships, some of you've already mentioned, but I want to be sure I didn't miss any. If a married woman wanted to go somewhere, she'll say, I have to ask my...
My husband.
And he would say, I have to ask my...
My wife.
What do husbands and wives call each other, other than husband and wife?
An address?
Not necessarily. Just refer to each other.
In humorously upper class people, mm-hmm. Imitating lower class mm-hmm. might say the madam.
Mm-hmm.
That's distinctly either very old fashioned or very low.
Mm-hmm.
My man would suggest that they were living in sin. It sounds black.
Mm-hmm.
Although it sounds hippie too, of course, nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people humorously say my better half.
Yes.
Speaking of the wife, the lady of the house, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
To someone at the door, for example, mm-hmm. you'll have to talk to the lady of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a servant would say that mostly, but I've heard husbands say it
mm-hmm.
too.
What would you call a woman whose husband had died?
A widow. Not a widow woman.
Supposing he had just left her and was still alive, you'd call her?
Grass widow is the old term.
Yeah.
It's sort of
mm-hmm.
dead now.
What did you call your father?
Papa.
Were there any other common nicknames for father in the area?
I would say Daddy was at least as common, if not more common, in my generation.
What did you call your mother?
Mama.
Was that the most common?
Yeah.
Okay, your father and mother together would be your...
My parents.
Okay, what did you call your grandfather?
Pepère.
Hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm. How about your grandmother?
Which was... the one, I only knew one, and we mm-hmm. called her Mère in one syllable, as in mother.
Mm-hmm. And,
Now, I didn't say, to children in the neighborhood, I would have said, my papa won't let us do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have known what it meant.
What would you call a name that a child is known by just in the family that would be its?
Nickname.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something on wheels you put a baby in and it would lie down? To roll it around.
Yeah. Well, I remember people saying baby buggy mm-hmm. and also saying baby carriage.
If you put the baby in one of these, you'd say, I'm going to go out and...
Walk the baby, I think people said.
Okay.
May I tell you something when we're talking about relatives and so on? Mm-hmm. The importance of the godparent relationship
mm-hmm.
is very significant mm-hmm. in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a child who, for example, thought that everybody came equipped automatically with a papa, mama, and a nan. And the nan is the Creole black way of, which is accepted by whites, so saying marraine, or godmother in
mm-hmm.
French. Now,
mm-hmm.
Italians, for example, who don't know a word of French in New Orleans, say, you don't know my nan, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning my godmother.
Mm-hmm.
And almost as common, the